the West Marin Report for Tuesday, December 23, 2008 for KWMR. I'm Eric Brenner. In the news today, KWMR reporter George Clyde speaks with Jack Leipster, the county's principal planner for advanced planning. He's heading up a new process to make major amendments to the local coastal plan. This will ultimately dictate all of the zoning and development policies in the coastal communities of West Marin. If you live in West Marin and care about its future, you should pay close attention to a process that is just beginning, amendment of the Marin County Local Coastal Plan. KWMR's George Clyde interviews Jack Liebert, the county's principal planner for advanced planning, on why the local coastal plan needs to be amended and what is at stake for our community.
I'm speaking with Jack Leipster of the Marin County Community Development Office, who's is involved in the new local coastal plan.
Correct.
And has been leading some meetings in the community to advise us what that's about. Let me ask you a little bit about the local coastal plan. What is the local coastal plan, and what's the current situation?
The local coastal plan that we call the LCP is the governing document for development in the coastal zone of the county. And right now we have an existing local coastal plan that's in two parts, and that was adopted in 1980 and 1981. And it's time now that we've completed the countywide plan, which was adopted last November, to take another look at the local coastal plan and kind of bring it up to date to 2008.
And the local coastal plan, this is the way that the coastal commission's laws and policies are implemented in the county, is that right?
That's exactly correct. The State Coastal Act sets standards for development in the state's coastal zone, and those are carried out through locally adopted local coastal plans that need to be approved by the Coastal Commission as fully capable of carrying out those statewide standards.
So this is to comply with the state law that a local coastal plan needs to be adopted and approved.
Correct. And what the local governments get for doing that is they get the authority to issue permits in the coastal zone, which previously was delegated to the Coastal Commission. So local governments gain a measure of local control of how they want development to be approved within the coastal zone of their county or city.
And the coastal area, the area that's governed by the Coastal Commission, the Coastal Act, I always thought was just a little strip along the coast, but I saw your maps. This is quite extensive. It goes all the way to the ridge line along the east shore, covers all of Point Reyes Station, covers all of Inverness, Bolinas Mesa, down to Stinson Beach. It's much broader an area than I think many people think.
Especially in rural areas, when the line was established by the state legislature, it was generally made a bit wider in those areas that had natural resources. It's narrower in cities where development has already occurred. So it can go up to, not in our county, but in some counties it goes up to 5 miles inland.
So 28 years have passed since this was adopted, and now you're going to reenact it or try to get a new, amend it, all subject to the requirements of the Coastal Act.
That's correct. It will be a more comprehensive amendment. There have been a number of amendments along the way, but this will be looking at it, sort of looking at the big picture, and especially addressing newer issues that have arisen in that time. Things like sea level rise and global warming, and what we can do in terms of sustainability, which was a major focus of the countywide plan.
And one of the requirements of the Coastal Act are things like recreational component and access. Is that correct?
That's correct. Some of the standards that the Coastal Act sets for these plans are to provide the public the opportunity to get to and enjoy the coast, to provide for recreation, to protect the quality of coastal waters and the productivity of those waters, to protect the sensitive habitat areas that are along the coastline, and to deal with development so that development can be planned efficiently and effectively within the resources that surround it.
Well, now, within those general rules, I took a look at the existing coastal, local coastal plan, the one that was adopted in 1980 and has been amended, and that's a very specific plan. It goes lot by lot. It says this lot, there's a prescriptive rights for the public. It says this lot has, there should be parking along the edge of the road for this group, this parcel, and not for that. Is that the sort of end result of all of this?
That's one of the things that we'll be looking at is how specific does it really need to be at, does it need to be at that level, or will more